AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying on his own behalf in Georgia today is Travis McMichael, one of the three white men accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery.
I want to give my side of the story. I want to explain what happened and to be able to say what happened from the way I see it.
It was McMichael who fired the shotgun that killed Arbery. The defense claims they thought Arbery was a burglar. McMichael testified about his time in the Coast Guard and what he learned about use of force.
Once you escalate, you don't know where it's going to go from there. You want to keep everybody calm and cool and be able to do whatever task is at hand safely and effectively.
Reverend Jesse Jackson sat with Arbery's parents in the back row of the courtroom for the second time this week. Attorneys for the defendants have said Jackson's presence and that of others who have spoken out in support of convictions in the case could unfairly influence the jury. Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse have returned for a second day of deliberations in his murder trial in Wisconsin. Two men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X are to be cleared after more than a half century, the New York Times reports. Prosecutors say authorities withheld evidence in the civil rights leader's 1965 killing. The newspaper reports Muhammad Aziz and the late Khalil Islam are being exonerated after nearly a two-year investigation by their lawyers and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Jacob Chansley, the spear-carrying Capitol rioter whose horn, fur hat, bare chest, and face paint made him one of the more recognizable figures in the assault on the Capitol, has been sentenced to 41 months in prison. Though he isn't accused of any violence, prosecutors say Chansley was the public face of the Capitol riot. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved a document on communion that stops short of calling for withholding the sacrament from politicians who support abortion rights, such as President Biden. This is AP News. Victims of a deadly condominium collapse in Florida filed a lawsuit, placing blame on nearby construction.
The suit filed late Tuesday on behalf of Champlain Towers South victims and family members contends that construction of 87 Park, a luxury building next door, triggered the collapse of their Florida condominium building that killed 98 people in June. Nine defendants have been named, including 87 Park, an engineering firm, the Champlain Towers South Condo Association, and a Miami law firm. It contends that excavation, pile driving, and other work at the adjacent tower caused vibrations and diverted groundwater that damaged and destabilized a building already in dire need of major structural repair. The building collapsed without warning in the early morning hours of June 24th. Other lawsuits have been filed. This latest complaint is a potential class action. The next-door developers deny any wrongdoing, and attorneys say numerous media reports have documented that the towers that fell were improperly designed, poorly constructed, and inadequately maintained. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.